Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. The early bird. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 4 says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments." They say that the early bird catches the worm. The Bible says these women came to the sepulcher of Jesus very early in the morning. Not just early, I would have still respected that, but they came very early. Being so early, they found, number one, the stone rolled away. They certainly didn't expect that. They had been concerned about how to roll it away, that they might anoint his body. We ought to plan and pray about obstacles, but if we're serving the Lord, we ought to also step out in faith, not knowing how our obstacles will be removed. God is capable of rolling away his own stones. Number two, they found the angels in shining garments. They surely did not expect that. They were there to perform a service. The expectation was that they would do for the dead what the dead could not do for himself. This turned out to be a supernatural visitation. They thought they were making the visit. Turns out God had visitors for them. Thirdly, they found not the body of Jesus, and they didn't expect that. Though Jesus had told them repeatedly, there are some things we people just don't get without some proof. The empty grave of Christ is the one proof every Christian has gotten hold of. The evidence of the resurrection is undeniable. Those who consider it understand this, though others are blinded and choose to be so. When I was younger, I certainly would have never expected to become a Christian. I'm glad one day I got up early to hear a preacher point to me and urge me to call out to Jesus and be saved. Will you do the same?
Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.